going to ask the committee's indulgence at this point and ask Mr. Doan to speak next. Ms. Gillibrand needs to leave for another engagement, so I'm going to have you testify next so she can hear your testimony.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman Cardoza, and also Congresswoman Gillibrand. It's a real honor to be here today. My name is James Doan, and I live in Western New York with my wife and two children. I own and operate 4,300 hives of honeybees, and in the fall of 2006, that's what we started out with. Currently, I have 1,900 hives of bees left of the original 4,300. Those same hives we normally will rent out for pollination in Western New York to do fruit and vegetable pollination. The hives are then transported down to Florida for the winter, where we do honey and also pollination down there. I consider it this testimony a privilege and an honor to speak with you today concerning the seriousness and devastating loss of our honeybees here in the United States, but more importantly, how I feel it's going to affect the infrastructure of agriculture here in the United States. In my business, hive management is everything. My overall system has changed very little in the last 20 years, with the exception of treating hive pest management. However, the overall health of the bees has always been considered good and profitable. Starting in the spring of 2006, we began to see a change in our hive health. Not only was I seeing this, but many other beekeepers in Western New York were seeing the same things. Typical scenario was the honeybees were not expanding in number and not making any honey. And finally, an empty hive, or even in some cases, honey left behind. Yes, we had weather conditions in the Northeast in the fall of 2006 that were wet and cold, but in many counties in New York were declared disasters. However, in the Northeast, we've had wet falls before and still made honey. Honeybee losses across New York State this winter right now are being reported at 50% or more, with some operations reporting as high loss as 80%. Because of the current cold weather, many beekeepers have yet to fully inspect their bees in New York, so the number of hive losses could escalate. To recoup these losses, a purchase of new hives or honeybee packages will have to be made. However, the breeders who sell these items have little or none which to sell. One breeder I spoke to could not deliver package to me until May 15th. That's late for apple pollination. I believe the availability of honeybees for pollination service this spring in New York will be very close due to the reports still coming in from many area beekeepers. New York State inspection officials, when they inspected my bees for mites, found zero to little mites both in New York and in Florida in 2005 and 2006. So I do not consider colony collapse disorder due totally to mites or other pests living within the hives. So what is it then? Hot, cold, water, drought? We've had all these conditions in the past, but never with all these consequences. And not every beekeeper throughout the country had the same type of conditions, yet everyone is still losing honeybees. This problem does seem not to be in one region, and we have to include Canada in our discussion. So what's different? I don't know, but pesticides at sublethal doses need to be looked at. We have chemicals being used today that are different than materials in the past. In France, in May of 2004, the seed treatment Gaucho was removed for use because, number one, and I quote from the report from the Caen, Metz, and also Pasteur University report, the results of the examination on the risk of seed treatment Gaucho was alarming. The treatment of seeds by Gaucho is a significant risk to honeybees in several stages of life. The consumption of contaminated pollen can lead to an increased mortality in caretaking bees. Gaucho contains the active ingredient imidacloprid. Materials with imidacloprid in the last couple of years are labeled for use in just about every fruit and vegetable that I pollinate. Could this be the problem? I don't know. However, in France, the year before Gaucho was taken off the market, one-third of the bees in their country died. They have not reported any significant losses since the removal of that product from the market. I firmly believe we need extensive additional research that confirms what this colony collapse order is and any further repercussions that may come from this. We need this now. I know that Penn State University is working hard on this problem, as other honeybee labs across the country are also doing. However, the equipment being used is antiquated. Our industry needs government research dollars now. The economic impact on my operation alone will cost me over $200,000 just to replace the honeybees that I've currently lost. I do not know if I even will have enough bees to cover my pollination contracts in New York. This also has impacted my income from honey production and my pollination service for the reduction from this lack of bees. The United States is looking at the potential loss of the pillar in agriculture. Agriculture in the whole United States is dependent on honeybees. If we cannot survive as a beekeeping industry in this country, then there will be no agricultural community here in this country. If this colony collapse disorder is allowed to continue, we could be looking at 100% dependency on foreign countries for feeding the American public. In my opinion, this real possibility is unacceptable. In conclusion, I strongly urge that my government officials find funding for honeybee research, that we also look at getting made public the crop insurance for beekeepers, and finally, I ask for help in recouping our losses from this problem since we do not have crop insurance. I thank you for your time and support for our industry.
Thank you, Mr. Doan.